This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back. Third hour of our show begins live on 106.7 The Fan. I'm in my basement. Danny is in his house in the nation's capital, and we are taking part today in a big venture that is raising a lot of money for Washington, D.C.'s folks who need it most right now. The Nats for Good Community Response Fund is administered by Nationals Philanthropies, and they are dispersing charitable grants to community partners delivering essential food access, health, and human services in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We have teamed up today. Max Scherzer will be on the show at 12:30. We will talk with him about these efforts and these ventures, as well as what he's doing right now to pass the time during this pandemic. But this hour, starting right now until 1 o'clock, anybody who makes a donation of $106, in addition to winning the Nationals rally towel we've been promising you, in addition to getting that 106.7 The Fan Nats World Series Edition radio lanyard, if you get in pretty quickly here before the first 200 donations come and go, you're also going to be entered into an opportunity to win a signed baseball by Max Scherzer. Remember, Davey Martinez was on just a bit ago, last hour, and he said the first 100 people that donate after he got off the air, he would be giving them a chance to win a signed jersey, four tickets to a game, a meet and greet, and he'd personalize the jersey in front of you at the ball game when baseball resumes, which is very, very cool. So that is coming up on Grant and Danny. Looking forward to talking with Scherzer at 12:30 today. But already extremely successful, Danny. We've had 138 donations before 11 a.m., starting with the Junkies at 6 a.m. On our show, we had a $1,000 donation from someone who wants to host a show on the weekend, and we've got another chance right now. If you donate $1,000, you get to host your own radio show on 106.7 The Fan. How about that?
That's awesome, man. That really is such a cool giveaway.
What would
that's...
you do if you'd never hosted a show before? You paid the $1,000 to a good cause, and then you got to host a show. Who would you want on? What would you do?
That's a great way to ask it. I mean, I think I'd probably have, like, my comic buddies on. Like, I'd give everybody, like, a little turn or just, you know, shoot the breeze with somebody. But this would be, like, my cleats, my cause kind of a deal, right? Like, I would talk about the stuff that I was passionate about, right? So you'd probably get, like, a video game review thing from me or – because this is the chance, right? Let's – you know, for the most part, we're doing broadcasting, right? We're doing a thing that we're going after as many people as possible, casting the widest net. That's not what this is. This is your voice on the air, and you could talk about whatever the hell you want. So I'd be doing, like, do you guys remember when Ricky Sanders caught that touchdown in 1987? Call me. It'd be that kind of a thing, you know?
We'll get you an update on how we're doing as of 11:30 in just a moment. But as of the start of 1 hour ago at 11 a.m., we were up to over $20,000 raised. Let's go to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome on our good pal Dave Jagler, who was on the call of so many of the great moments of the Nats World Series run. You heard many of those highlights as we recapped their postseason. in our first hour, and we're turning the show red today and talking Nats baseball because today would have been the opener for them at their ballpark had COVID-19 not wreaked havoc on the country. Jax, great to have you back on Grant and Danny. How are you, buddy?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm pretty down today, but I know you guys are doing some great work on the radio station, the Junkies this morning, and your show, and then Chad to follow, so I'm not going to come in and put a damper on it. I mean, I'm down, but you guys are doing great work, so let's try to make the best of it. I know folks have stepped up, donating to the Nats for good cause there, so hopefully you guys can keep it going.
Jags, as you look back, and that's kind of what today was going to be, it's the combination of celebrating the new year in terms of baseball's calendar, and then also a chance to celebrate what this unbelievable group achieved. And some of the faces are different. A lot of the guys are back, et cetera. We know one marquee departure. He's out in L.A., you know, at this point. But as you go back and look and remember some of those times, this is the thing I always want to come back to. 50 years from now, you know, whatever it is, you know, your great-grandkids, and you're sitting there in your rocking chair, what's the moment that you'll tell them about, as if to say, you won't believe how this went down?
I mean, the whole thing, I'm going to think 50 years from now, still no team is ever going to have won 4 World Series games on the road. So, I mean, for me, as a broadcaster, the moment I'll go back to will always be the Kendrick home run, the grand slam to beat the Dodgers when they finally got over the hump and got through the division series. That's the moment, you know, for me. But aside from the baseball, the thing that I'll carry the most was riding in the parade. Because at the end of the day, you know, our job is to call baseball games, and we called some incredible baseball games and some legendary moments. But the parade and the outpouring of love and support for the team, riding in the car with my wife and kids next to me, that's a moment that can't be replicated probably again unless they win another championship. So that's the memory that will stick with me and to me is the most unique as far as my personal experience was just seeing all the Nats fans lined up and down the streets and getting to talk at the rally. And I'm actually, for opening day, I'm wearing the same sweatshirt I wore that afternoon, talking in front of the crowd there, just to try to bring some normalcy to and to think back on that great moment last year.
Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. You could donate to the cause today at nationals.com/fund. That's F-U-N-D, nationals.com/fund. Jags, looking ahead to whenever we get to play baseball this summer, and we are all very hopeful that there will still be baseball, obviously. How do you feel like, you know, there are 19 teams before the Nats that were unable to go back-to-back. I feel like this could actually help them in some weird way. It's really, really hard to do that. But one of the issues is always the innings and the taxing of those arms and the lack of rest for pitchers. I think knowing the Steven Strasburg, Max Scherzer, Anibal Sanchez toll on those arms, this quirky extra long offseason with more rest might actually be a benefit if there is baseball in terms of their chances this coming season. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. I mean, I think they were mindful of that in the initial version of spring training. You know, Strasburg and Corbin started a little bit later than some of the other guys. Max was on full go because Max actually pitched fewer innings last year because of the time he missed on the injured list. So, yeah, I guess in some way that could be a factor. And, again, the Nationals are a veteran team. And if you have a shorter, more condensed schedule, then maybe the fewer games might tend to benefit the veteran team. To me, it's hard to know. And, you know, whether it's an 80-game season or 100 or 120, I mean, a shorter season is going to make it very interesting, and it's going to really level the playing field for a lot of teams. I mean, think back to last year. If they played a 50-game season, the Nationals were 14th out of 15 teams in the National League after 50 games. It took them the whole season to kind of emerge and to get where they needed to go. It's going to be, you know, an interesting, really almost a sprint right from day one. If it's a half a season or whatever it is, you can't afford a 19-31 start in an 80-game season compared to a 162-game season. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how many games they can try to get in. But I think for a veteran team, a shorter schedule could be a benefit.
Jags, as you look at this roster, as it's built, again, kind of whenever the games do happen, you go back a couple years, you lose a right fielder in Bryce Harper. He's replaced twofold. One, you already had Adam Eaton to play right field because he wasn't an everyday player in Harper's last year in Washington. So you get something back there, and you get Patrick Corbin. What's the replacement for Anthony Rendon? You don't go one to one because they don't make many of those guys. That's why he makes so much money. But how are they going to do that? I think that was their greatest challenge this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was going to try to be collective. I mean, whether that was the addition of Castro trying to upgrade your offense at second base, and kind of the hodgepodge of veteran guys who could have filled in. You know, we don't know what would have happened on March 26th, whether Carter Kieboom was going to be the opening day third baseman or if it was going to be Cabrera or some mix and match kind of game. But you know, I think they were going to try to do it with a conglomeration of those veteran players. You know, be it 250 to 350, 400 at bats for those that different collection of pieces. So, you know, we'll see ultimately when the season does start whether Kieboom is the guy to replace him. I think the one point that's been made quite often by some in the media, and I think some with the club, you know, last year the Nationals bullpen was 15th out of 15 in the National League. You know, run prevention should have been better or should be better going forward into 2020, so maybe you don't have to score quite as many runs. So if you lose – you know, if you subtract Rendon, and maybe that costs you 50 runs over a 162-game season, well, if you have a better bullpen, maybe you'll allow 100 fewer runs than what last year's bullpen did over a 162-game season. Numbers are going to be crunched if it's a half season or whatever. So improvements in other areas of the ball club hopefully can offset what's a huge loss in your lineup.
Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'd be about 55 minutes from first pitch right now at Nationals Park if there were a game. Yeah. You know, Danny and I were talking earlier, and it was painful, but also somewhat therapeutic. Like, what would you be doing right now if we were at the ballpark? If Dave Jagler's getting ready for the call of the Nats as they are a host today for their home opener, what are you doing 1 hour before first pitch?
Right now I'm polishing off lunch, and it's going to be a little bit more of a healthier lunch than what Danny ate the pregame game two in the World Series down in Houston. But I'm going to polish off some lunch around 12 o'clock. We probably have put the finishing touches on our pregame show right around 12. So that time between 12 and 12:30, when we actually go on the air, I'll polish off a quick lunch and then, you know, fire off my pregame Twitter notes that I like to send out, you know, some interesting factoids about the home opening game. And then we're on the air at 12:30, watching the banner being unfurled, talking about what was a very good opening road trip. Maybe they went 5-1, maybe 6-0, worst case scenario, 4-2. Going through New York and Miami and set the scene for first pitch at 1:05.
Sounds good. I love that. And by the way,
not too shabby.
That lunch is packed, by the way. He's not going down and eating like the fried foods in the press box that Danny and I look forward to. That's coming out of like a little satchel or some type of brown paper bag that was he either packed himself or his wife.
It's pre-made at home, although today I may need a couple of Chad Duke's 7-Eleven cheeseburgers. I'm making a double. I'm just, you know, today –
I'm
out of sorts today. I'm not where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
You show up at Jags' house tonight, Danny, he's going to be like just spooned straight into the carton of ice cream. Tears coming down his face.
Well, it's funny. Last night, my wife was on one of those Zoom conferences with her friends, and they're talking about family and all this stuff. And then one of her friends says, "Oh, where's Dave?" And my wife goes, He's sitting miserably on the couch watching some old game on MLB Network. Like, it's 2005 World Series game two.
I watched it, too. I was watching the same game, man.
I mean, I'm sitting there forlornly staring at the TV screen, and she's ragging on me to her friends. He just sits there every night and watches MLB Network and looks miserable. That's pretty much it.
That's the drill.
From a captive audience, Dave, I'm looking over. I'm trying to explain to my six-year-old who doesn't care at all. I'm like, see, now this is interesting. This was game four. Kurt Schillingthru was in New York, and El Duque was having an argument with the home plate umpire. Just no interest. No interest in any of it. No. And my wife doesn't get how I can watch those old games.
Yeah, I mean, last night it was Andy Pettit for the Astros, and my son, he's like, Andy Pettit pitched for the Astros? I'm like, they had a pretty good rotation. They had Clemens, they had Oswald, and Pettit. And I go, yeah, and they got swept, too.
So, yeah, that's not a terrible rotation.
Not terrible.
Speaking of aces, we'll be on the hill for us at 12:30 when he joins
That's
us,
awesome.
Grant and Danny. Jax, we've got a really cool thing today that we're doing. Yep. We're raising a lot of money. We're over $20,000 right now at nationals.com/fund. How about that?
No, great work for the junkies and you, and I know Chad will keep it up in the afternoon. It's awesome what you guys are doing.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much for hopping on with us, man. And whenever this happens again, this whole baseball thing, cannot wait to chat with you, dude.
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Look forward to it. There's Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Max Scherzer, 15 minutes away on GND the entire show today, and everything that we're doing to raise money for all the people in D.C. who need it. All this money going to nonprofits, working every day to support food insecurity needs, health and human services, presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone, delivered, paisanospizza.com. We're Grant and Danny. With Danny, I'm Grant. This is 106.7 The Fan. Thanks so much for joining us. It's a very different show today, but I think one that is important and one that hopefully is doing as much good as we all kind of envisioned and planned, and that was to raise as much money as possible today as a 106.7 The Fan family with the Nationals and with Nationals Philanthropies. All the money we're raising goes directly to the area nonprofits that are working every day, support food insecurity needs, health and human services. Max Scherzer is going to be on the show, bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes. This is all presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone, delivered, paisanospizza.com. This hour, if you're making donations between 12 and 1 o'clock, you can win a Max Scherzer signed baseball. For every $106 donation, you're winning a rally towel. I don't have an update to see if we're past 200 donors yet, but if we do have 200 donors, then we will let you know what the next prize is. But the first 200 people donating to 106.7, the Fan and the Nats, are getting a World Series radio lanyard that you can use to listen to games while you are at the games. You got to donate $106 to qualify for those prizes and to try to win that Max Scherzer signed baseball. If you donate $1,000 right now, you are going to get your own weekend radio show on 106.7 The Fan, like Chris Shoemaker did earlier today by listening to Grant and Danny. In fact, if Chris Shoemaker is listening right now, I want to talk to that guy at 800-636-1067, if you wouldn't mind calling in to Dar, because I want to know what you're going to do with your brand-new one-time radio show. But as of 11 a.m., we were up to $21,000. We are tabulating all the funds. We will pass along exactly how much we have raised. But thanks to those of you that have donated as much as $500 and $1,000, really, really cool. The vast majority of you donating $106 in honor of the station and the Nats. Job well done. Keep it coming. It is going to an amazing cause at a time where this city really needs it.
Everything about this is good in a bad time, right? I mean, this these sorts of moments reveal, you know, an awful lot. And it's really cool that folks are coming together. Good on the Nats for, and their you know, charitable endeavors for spearheading this. I'm proud of the way the station has handled this, and everybody's kind of jumped in with both feet here, and the listeners have really responded, man. It's super cool.
Got a couple of minutes here. We're not doing all Nats all day long, although, as you've heard already, the vast majority of the show will be about the Nationals and reliving their World Series run. The Dallas Cowboys fall all over themselves, embarrassing themselves to find pass rushing, don't they?
Remember
when they signed Greg Hardy with more baggage than you could fit in the compartment over your head in the airplane? They stuck by Randy Gregory for years and years and years as he kept getting in trouble and popped for drugs. They are giving Alden Smith another chance to rejoin the NFL. He's basically like the league's Bones Jones, like John Bones Jones, where he was on team can't get right, kept getting in trouble. One-year deal could be worth up to $4 million. People sleep. Alden Smith was one of the best pass rushers in the NFL for a couple of years. I thought that guy was on his way to becoming, you know, an all-pro and like a Hall of Fame-type talent. His first two seasons, he had 14 and 19.5 sacks with the 49ers, 8.5 his third year, and then he kind of fell apart and was in Oakland soon enough. But the Cowboys, who always look for pass rushing, have no problems making deals with bad apples to try to get sacks, are getting back into the Greg Hardy, Randy Gregory kind of red flag bucket,
yeah,
and they're giving
brand.
A chance to Alden Smith.
Very on brand for the Dallas Cowboys in a million different ways. I didn't realize it, but if you'd asked me just instinctively, now I looked this up, obviously, but if you'd asked me instinctively, when was the last time he played in the NFL? I would have said, oh, I think he missed a year. Right? I would have said, I don't think he played in 2018, and maybe not 2019, so maybe he missed two seasons. He last played in the NFL in 2015, Grant, in Oakland, 2015. The last time he was collecting a paycheck from an NFL team on a roster. That's unbelievable that that's where they're going for pass rushing help. I mean, you got to be creative.
Can he just come back and be good 5 years later?
I have no idea. I mean, it's not like he's old. I guess he's 30 or 31 at this point. But you have to be creative
when but if you're not playing, how are you harnessing those skills, Danny?
Oh, I have no idea.
He's 30 years old. You're right, on the dot with that. But you could just not play for 5 years and come back and be good?
It seems to me to be very hard. Now, maybe at a position that's all about physicality, maybe you could still do it. But I know what happened to other guys who've had layoffs, not even close to like that. I mean, my favorite case is Mike Williams, the USC receiver that thought he could be draft eligible. So he left, and then they changed the rule, and he couldn't go anywhere. He just got fat and could never play again. And that wasn't even a calendar year that he was off from competition. But I don't know. I mean, but again, if you're Dallas and you overpay a few different guys, this is what you have to do. You've got to say, well, let's try this, and they certainly tried it. They got a guy that would not have been on a roster otherwise, in all likelihood.
I don't have any problem with teams kicking the tires on players who need gigs, right? Because as you know, I'm a softy, and I'm the guy who will be left holding the bag time and time and time again when I give people chances and they blow up in my face because they don't deserve them. So the Cowboys doing this is not an issue to me, but I love what you said about it being on brand. Like,
that's
this is now a pattern. This is what they do. They are a reclamation society for pass rushers, and it really hasn't worked. I mean, they got something out of Gregory. They got nothing but a headache and a shouting match with coaches on the sideline out of Greg Hardy. I can't imagine this works, but if it does, it's a cool story. But they keep going to this well. At some point, why don't you just, I don't know, draft a pass rusher who doesn't have major issues?
You know, or go conventional free agency. I mean, there are pass rushers available.
Well, they don't
sometimes.
Have any money because they pay all their money to running back and their wide receiver.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And, you know, their quarterback's about to get $35 million. But, yeah, I think the point is well seen. But it's also, you know, I mean, this is, again, on brand for the Dallas Cowboys. This is my pinned tweet. Will be until they don't have this guy in their employ. They have a professional crime enabler that is on their staff. This is not a person that is there to mentor guys and help them get on the straight and narrow. It's to keep crimes out of the news. That's his job, and they were so proud of him and his role down there. And Kent Babb, I believe, who wrote the story, did a great job just sort of chronicling this, you know, without any judgment. But it's up there. That's who they are. They have this sort of brand where they don't care. Whether it's you don't like this guy, if they think they can help him, they will go to that well.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in for any reason today, or make a pledge on the air to make a donation. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can donate to our cause with the Nats at nationals.com/fund. Here is your update. 145 of the radio lanyards are gone, which means only 55 remain at this point for you guys. We only have 55 radio lanyards left, so you've got to be one of the next 55 people to donate $106, and you'll have that radio lanyard that you can use on your ear to listen to games at the ballpark all year long. The Davey Martinez signed baseball last hour was won by Eli Bissell. Congratulations to our listener, Eli Bissell. This hour, we're giving away a Max Scherzer signed ball. We'll pull names out of the people donating $106. The update, 183 donations, 141 of them for $106, two for $500, two for $1,000. Those two people are now going to be hosting radio shows on The Fan, a one-time show on the weekend, including one of our listeners, Chris Shoemaker. You can donate for $1,000 right now and get your own one-time radio show on 106.7 The Fan. Mike Rizzo donated. So did Davey Martinez. Rizzo matched $5,553 worth of donations. Davey donated $7,500 a day to the cause on our show, which is awesome, which brings our grand total with their contributions to $33,287.
Wow.
Since 6 a.m. when we went live on the air here on The Fan. $20,000 from you guys and our family, and then $33,000 total with what Rizzo and Davey have done. So keep them coming. Again, it's nationals.com/fund. Max Scherzer is on the show next on Grant and Danny.
In a postseason game, first time as a National, he has 10 strikeouts here in the sixth.
You know, it's weird times when hearing Dave Jagler announce a Max Scherzer strikeout makes you sad. But today should have been the home opener at Nats Park. And man, if I don't miss Mad Max out there grunting his way through seven scoreless with 12 punchies. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We are raising money today that goes directly to area nonprofits, working every day to support food insecurity needs, health, and Human Services. You can donate at nationals.com/fund. For every $106 donation this hour, you've got a chance to win a Max Scherzer signed baseball in addition to a rally towel, and you're going to win a lanyard to listen to games on 106.7 The Fan while you're in the ballpark, all presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone, paisanospizza.com. Max Scherzer is on the Mattress Warehouse hotline with us right now. Max, we miss you. We miss your touch. We miss your grunt. We miss your velocity. We need baseball, man. How are you doing?
Good. How about you guys? What a crazy time.
I know. We're doing
it
okay.
It is wacky. Man. How are you holding up, dude? I mean, you and the fam, what are you guys up to right now?
Yeah, I'm just down here in Florida, you know, like everybody else, hunkered down, you know, not really going out. And for me, just training in the mornings and being dad in the afternoons.
You throwing bullpens, playing long toss? Like, what's the best way to sort of stay on track without overexerting yourself?
Yeah, I'm playing catch every day and trying to get off the mound a couple times a week. You know, just trying to find any mound anywhere and just try to get off there and just keep my arm going. And just the hopes that this is going to get over-centered and later. At least you have to mentally prepare for it to be that way. So that if that does happen, if that scenario does play out, that you know, with the limited spring training that we're talking about, that I could, you know, whenever that does happen, be ready to go for it.
Do you have Max to sneak Scherzer onto a mound like a fugitive? Like, do you have to like hop a fence and like induct security to get bullpens in?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you
Max
definitely
Scherzer
have to be looking, you know, to make sure no one's seeing you the way the world is right now.
Well, obviously, your catcher, we know you're social distancing with the catcher, 60 feet, 6 inches. But is that pretty much it? I mean, you guys, obviously, as a team, you're not doing anything. But, like, are you just by yourself? You get someone to come out and catch you, like some high school kid or something? How are you actually going about throwing? Because it's not like hoops where you can just go shoot and you get your own rebound.
Yeah, actually, Brian Holiday, a guy who I played baseball with, he was a catcher, caught me in, when I was with Detroit. And our wives have always been really good friends ever since, and we've always been good buds as well. And so, actually, because he's with the Orioles right now, when we played the Orioles, they actually came over and, you know, hung out with us, and the whole virus thing was starting to blow up. So they kind of hunkered down with us, and obviously, once everything started really blowing up and everything was getting shut down, we just kind of said, hey, would you guys stay with us and stay with this quarantine? And so he's actually living with me down here, so that, you know, him and I, we're just training in the mornings, playing catch. He's a catcher, so if I need to throw a bullpen or two, you know, he'll catch it. And if he needs me to flip some baseball to him so he can hit into a net, you know, I do that for him as well. So
awesome.
Right now we got a little good thing going you know, this little family that we have right now, taking care of each other. And obviously our kid, he's got two kids as well. So we have 4 kids, 4 dogs. So life's pretty crazy in our
household
right now.
I probably shouldn't joan on Brian Holiday because he's like the 99th percentile of players on the planet. And he's an awesome dude. I know that about him. But, like, you better be flipping him underhand if Brian Holiday is going to get work off you. Because, like, you're throwing the ball. But he doesn't stand a chance if you're actually, like, live BPing him.
No. Because he's caught me, he knows everything I'm thinking and what I'm trying to do. So when we face each other, that's actually a tough idea because he knows exactly what I'm thinking.
Max Scherzer with us here on Grant and Danny. I've been asking everybody this. We talked to Davey earlier, and we talked to Dave Jagler about this. Obviously, you guys are at this high level because, you're incredibly gifted, and you're so good at what you do and all the work that you guys put in. What's something behind the scenes that you're missing right now, not having this sort of, you know, a rollout to the start of the season? What's something that we wouldn't know that you miss?
Like, in terms of what I'm missing, like, from the game or, like, what I'm missing in working out?
Whatever it is, you know, just the normal routine, like the pregame meal or, you know, just joking with Strauss.
Like the
something
thing
like
that you're sad you're not doing today, basically.
Yeah. Obviously, you love to compete, but behind the scenes, a little thing that we wouldn't know about.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't let myself really go down that path because, look, I mean, this is the craziest pandemic we've ever seen, and, you know, there's so much negativity around this. And so, you know, if you start dreaming about what all the things you're missing, I think you're kind of looking at this the wrong way. You got to flip it around and look at what you can do. What can you do about this? How can you continue to stay positive with this? And, you know, try to see the light at the end of the tunnel and how you're going to get through it. And so for me, you know, obviously, you know, I got to still stay in shape, still work hard, still do everything I can do. While, you know, we have one of the, you know, biggest crises we've ever seen in this country. So they're actually in this world. So for me, going about doing whatever I can to stay sharp and keep mentally looking forward instead of trying to think about looking backwards.
Wow, I like that. How about Max Scherzer, a motivational speaker here?
Yeah, man.
On Grant and Danny. That's the message that people need. I like that. But, look, I get the sense. I mean, you're not just saying that because that's what people want to hear. That's the way you kind of live your life, too, and being around you a little bit. You're a positive guy. You're a positive thinker. You don't really have time for the negativity.
Well, there's just so much negativity. I mean, all you got to do is, you know, pull up your internet browser, and I guarantee you can see everything negative in the world. I mean, and rightfully so. You can go anywhere and find it. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, I'm still a baseball player, and I still have a job to do whenever we can get through this. And so for me to be able to do my job the best I can, I got to stay on top of my game as best as I can. And so whatever I got to do is be able to train and stay ready for that. You know, my family's behind me trying to, you know, my wife's doing great, you know, great job, everything to keep the house in order so that I can continue to train and continue to do everything I can to be the best baseball player I can be.
How can you not love Max Scherzer? 5 years with the Nats, and all he's been is the greatest free agent signing in the history of Major League Baseball to this point, joining us on Grant and Danny. Max, before, and this is just up until, by the way, noon, so before 40 minutes ago, starting at 6 a.m., we had raised $33,000, $287.50 over 33K with Nats Philanthropies and 106.7 The Fan and all of our listeners donating for an unbelievable cause as we're trying to feed as many people who are struggling right now in the city as possible. Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez have helped us so much, and Nats fans continue to try to win things like the baseball that you were nice enough to autograph this hour. So we're up to 33K right now. We're trying to get listeners to continue to donate.
That's awesome. You guys are obviously doing great work. So are the Nats and their program for Nats for Good. So I've also pledged over $100,000 to help continue that cause as well for families Wow. here in the D.C. area. You know, to partner with the Nats, this to make that a focal point of making sure that we give back to the community and that we realize and understand that you know, this is hitting everybody, and that, you know, everybody in our D.C. area can be a Nats fan, and everybody needs help from everybody. So anything I can do to help out, you know, in the city and be a community member, you know, I'm awesome to do it because these are really trying times for everyone.
That's fantastic, man.
It sounded like you said a 100 in there, man. He brushed past that like he was just donating.
It's glossed over. Like,
dollars.
I just ordered lunch. I donated $100,000. What are you doing?
Seriously,
later?
Though, like, you deserve. Amazing, dude. Thank you. Like, honestly, man.
Yeah,
because,
seriously.
Like, people think, oh, like, people who have money or who are rich, like, that's such a cool, nice thing that you're doing. That's such a large amount of money that's going to help so many people. I hope, you know, for you, like, it's something you think about, like, today was how many people you're actually affecting. Because I know. People just hear that number, and it's just a number that you throw out there. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, you got to also respect, you know, look, I've been very fortunate to sign a huge contract, and it's because of the fans out there that, you know, love baseball that I've been in a position to be on where I'm at. Because without the fans, we have no game. And so for me, I have to give back to the fans for what everybody's done in this community to support our team. And you know, being able to have that World Series run, it's only as good as how the fans make it. So, you know, all the players, we understand the crisis that we're in right now, and that, and just the way that everybody's connected in this, and how, you know, when we do lose our ability to play baseball and lose our ability to work and have an economy, that how much that affects everybody. So, for me to be able to get back, I think that's an easy thing to do.
That's very well said. I mean, and you were talking earlier, Max, about sort of turning the page and looking forward instead of looking backwards. But when you do look backwards, you mentioned the World Series run you guys just went on. Is that something that gives you confidence, or do you want to just turn the page and just sort of begin anew? How do you balance looking back versus kind of, you know, going to attack your next battle?
I think it's a balancing act because that's the ultimate prize. That's everything you play this game for, is to win the World Series. And so if you have to look back at that and understand that moment and appreciate of how hard it worked. And really, I've worked my whole life to be in that position to be a World Series champion. And so that's still the motivation for me to continue to go forward, is to win the World Series. And, you know, you understand what you're pushing yourself for is to give yourself that opportunity to win those ball games.
Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. You got 15 more minutes to bid right now and to donate $106 and to be entered into the auction to get that Scherzer signed baseball. Max, really appreciate the time hopping on with us today. Thanks so much, and thanks for all you're doing in the community.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You're the best buddy. We'll see you.
Nationals.com/fun. And how about him saying he is pledging $100,000.
Awesome.
What an amazing deal from Scherzer on Grant and Danny. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan, presented today by Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. G&D 106.7 The Fan. We've been trying to think of ways to further motivate listeners to continue to donate at nationals.com/fund today. So one thing we'll do is this. Charlie and Dave do such a great job, Danny, calling games. And if you're like me and Danny, you listen to them on 106.7 The Fan every single night. Starting right now, anybody who donates $250, you will be entered into a prize opportunity and basically, we'll pull names of the $250 donations to sit with them for a few innings at a game in the booth and watch them broadcast live from Nats Park.
That's awesome.
How amazing is that? You and I got to be in the booth. I actually went on the air with them once, and it's still one of the coolest experiences of my life, bar none.
Yeah, so, A, you called play-by-play, which was great, and that was really, really cool, and that was really, really fun. They had me impersonate Bob Carpenter, so I was kind of doing play-by-play as well, which was insane because we're sitting there in the booth and we're stuck there for a while, and it ended up being like the longest inning in the history of mankind. I can never say the guy's name right. It's Eflin? Zach Eflin of Philadelphia, right, was pitching, and he threw to first 700 times for some reason. And so I had to, you know, I was just doing Bob Carpenter shtick. I was like making fun, like mispronouncing the guy's name on purpose and trying to do Carpenterisms. I throw it to you so you could do your FP to give it right back to me. I mean, that was a time. That was something that happened. It's one of those things like, how cool is this, you know?
But guys, think about this. If you donate $250 right now, you can potentially win the chance to sit in the booth with Charlie and Dave, which would be amazing. And just so that another person wins and you have a better chance to win something, we're not going to tell you that this is on par with Charlie and Dave, but Danny and I just kind of came up with this during one of our breaks. We're volunteering. We'll go to a Nats game, Danny and I, with another of the folks whose name gets pulled at the $250 threshold. So starting now, if you donate $250, we will go to that Nats game with you. We'll chill with you for all nine innings. We'll sit there. We'll have some beers, and we'll watch a Nats baseball game. So you got to donate right now at nationals.com/fund. And between now and the end of our show, we will grab one of those $250 donations, and you will have the chance to hang out and go to the game with me and Danny, which could be a lot of fun. There might be like nine people who are interested in that, and we probably know all their names and Twitter accounts.
I was going to say, yeah, like my dad does not count.
No.
You know?
But regardless, if you don't win the Charlie and Dave opportunity, that could be a consolation prize.
Yeah, I was going to say the consolation prize category. You know, Miss Congeniality for your you go home with a lovely parting gift. Sit next to Danny.
Danny can do impressions. I could talk to you about the Nats minor league system if that's something you're interested in. Sounds
or
really
we could
boring
just sit in silence. We could just stare at the field and watch what happens slowly unfold. We could just give each other silent treatment, whatever butters the biscuit.
Speaking of the Nats in the World Series, we were talking earlier about them beating those evil Houston Astros.
Indeed.
A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow's suspensions will be fulfilled in 2020, even if Major League Baseball season is canceled. So get this. The former Astros manager Hinch and ex-Astros GM Luhnow are going to have those one-year suspensions for the team's sign-stealing scandal. So if there's no baseball this year, their one-year bans still run out before next year. From ESPN.com, Hinch and Luhnow were given the one-year ban, subsequently fired in January following an investigation by Major League Baseball that confirmed the Astros had cheated. According to the wording from Commissioner Rob Manfred's decision, both punishments end following the completion of the 2020 World Series. So even if there's no season, having not missed baseball, they will be eligible for reinstatement, which I think is absurd. This is like when you were able to serve your steroid suspensions while playing in the minor leagues like you were rehabbing. I can't stand it.
This is another in the long line of they got to think about what they did, commissioner punishments. You know, I mean, that's how society works, right? You just have to think about what you did. Like you're talking to a 5-year-old or 6-year-old or somebody that mouthed off to you. It's unbelievable. Now, here's the thing. Neither of those guys is getting hired anytime soon. Maybe as like a consultant or somebody that's buddies, you know, that will say, hey, we want to pick Jeff Luhnow's brain or, you know, say with AJ Hinch, who's, you know, a better guy than Luhnow, if I'm just comparing. But It falls in line with how this entire thing has been handled, right? Major League Baseball was stunned that people had the reaction that they did, and they shouldn't have been. It's an insulated, short-sighted decision about something that they thought would just go away if they could put the blame on a few people, and that was dumb. That was wrong.
Do you think this is botched because of his wording, and they didn't plan for the fact that there wasn't going to be a season? I have to imagine that's the case, that this is just based on diction and what would basically hold up in an arbitration hearing or court, because the spirit of being suspended a year is you miss a season. If there is no season, then you're not being punished. Then Jeff Luhnow, by the way, he's not getting a job anyway, I don't think. As much as I love that guy, and having read Astro Ball, I respected how smart he was in St. Louis before Houston. I don't think he'll ever work in baseball again. I think A.J. Hinch may well get a job. I don't think it would be right away, particularly if he doesn't miss any games this season. But I would be stunned if he didn't manage again at some point. But you can't tell me they really served any type of a punishment.
Yes, they got fired.
Yes, they got run out of a very successful organization. In Hinch's case, he'll pay the price because I think Dusty may well win a title. And someone in the next 4 or 5 years managing that Astros team is going to manage in another World Series, whether it's Dusty or whoever comes after him. So you can make the case that Hinch kind of got some type of a raw deal on the back end, or raw deal is the wrong phrase. He got a slap on the wrist, so to speak, that he earned, that he brought on himself. But Danny, come on, man. I mean, not serving any games, and it's okay, you're back in 2021. No chance. I'm not cool with that.
No, me neither. But again, I think the Major League Baseball office was walking a tightrope here, based on, you know, whether it was CBA negotiations or what was in line with the Players Association. There's a million different external factors here, and he took the path of least resistance when it came to punishing these guys, right? And that's what this all was. This was about finding 4 non-players that they could, you know, pin the tail on the donkey. And Hinch, by the way, is the only guy among these 4 that, by any account, has did anything to stand up to it. Did anything to say, hey, maybe this isn't okay, or hey, maybe we should slow our roll on this kind of thing, you know? And he still was complicit enough that I'm fine with him being punished, but no players get punished. You know, the first person that throws in an Astro is going to get more suspension than any Astro did this entire saga, you know? So they're able to fire a couple guys, and they wanted this thing to go away, and it's not going to. And people are not satisfied, and this doesn't help that. This is another drop in that bucket.
What do you guys think? 800-636-1067. If the Major League Baseball season doesn't happen in any way, and no games actually get missed in their suspensions, but then Hinch is able to manage next year, if that's the case, or Luno's able to be rejoining a front office somewhere. Is that just? Did they miss out because they did get fired and they weren't able to partake in whatever is going on in baseball right now? 800-636-1067. Please make your donations at nationals.com/fund. The show today presented by Paisanos, not just pizza. Something for everyone delivered, PaisanosPizza.com. Remember, all the money we are raising, and we're closing in on $30,000 today as a staff here at 106.7 with Nats Philanthropies. All of that money is going to nonprofits that are working every day to support food insecurity needs, health and human services. Charlie Slows in 18 minutes on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.